around explaining your beliefs, in this case, our beliefs. That's going to be handled for us by Brother Casario. Let's follow with the theme, why were Jehovah's Witnesses persecuted during the time of the Holocaust? Brother Casario.
As we're talking to others, Bible students, friends, co-workers, whoever, oftentimes we're very proud of our spiritual heritage. When we talk about our stance that our brothers made during the Nazi regime and during the Holocaust, we get all animated and lively. We're excited to talk about it. But there's an important consideration here. We need to be sure to convey accurately why our brothers were there in the Holocaust in the first place. They'll miss the point otherwise. Why they were there is the point. Merely surviving atrocities, that's not a choice. Maintaining your faith in the face of those atrocities, that's a choice. That's why we're proud of them. So why were the witnesses specifically targeted? Our source material categorizes them in two ways: their neutrality and for their practicing their faith. So let's talk about their neutrality. They were neutral in that they refused to serve in the military or support the war efforts. The principle they followed, Isaiah 2:4, to beat their swords into plowshares. And they followed that. They were also neutral in refusing to vote in elections or join Nazi organizations. They followed the principle of be no part of the world. They were also neutral in refusing to salute the swastika or to say Heil Hitler. The principle is found in Matthew 23:10. That one we want to look up. Matthew 23:10 is Jesus' words to his apostles. Neither be called leaders, for your leader is one, the Christ. More and more, people are getting increasingly devoted to people and personalities. In Germany, obviously, that was Hitler. But more and more, that's becoming an issue again, even in this part of the world. Now, being neutral does not shield us from consequences. If the government doesn't allow for a neutral position, we accept whatever comes with that. And that's what happened in Germany. They didn't compromise neutrality simply because the government made it hard. That's why we're so proud of them. The second reason that they were imprisoned was that they kept practicing their faith despite being forbidden from doing so. They practiced their faith by meeting for prayer and worship. The principle there, incite to love and fine works, not forsaking our meeting together. They followed that. They practiced their faith by preaching the Bible's message and continuing to distribute Bible-based literature. The principle being, go make disciples. They kept following that. They practiced their faith by refusing to sign a document renouncing their beliefs. A document which, by the way, would have freed them. They were the only group that had this opportunity. The principle there, Mark 12:30, love Jehovah with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And they also practiced their faith by showing kindness to neighbors. Now, this is an interesting one. The principle there is found at Mark 12:31. Let's look that up. Mark 12:31. We only care about the middle words there. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Now, yes, in the congregation, we give special attention to our brothers and sisters. We consider them family. That's why we call them brothers and sisters. But that doesn't mean our neighbors outside the congregation cease to be human beings. We still love them. We care what happens to them. We help them as we can. And that's what our brothers in Germany did, including aiding Jews, despite it being a crime to do so. Again, we're not saying that no bad consequences ever come from practicing our faith when difficulties arise. But when they do come, and those consequences did come from our brothers in Germany, they didn't compromise. So again, why were they there? They were there for their neutrality and for continuing to practice their faith. And what got them through it? It wasn't willpower. Willpower alone will not get you through persecution. In fact, let's look back at our treasures part if you still have your workbooks open. No matter what Satan throws at us, no matter how big, no matter how horrific, this is what's going to get us through it. Look at that last bullet point from the treasures part. Strong faith in God's promise of everlasting life acts as a stabilizing force in our life. This stabilizing force helps us no matter what Satan throws at us.